Managing Oneself by Peter F. Drucker from the Harvard Business Review. Success in the knowledge economy comes to those who know themselves, their strengths, their values, and how they best perform. Track 1, Introduction. We live in an age of unprecedented opportunity. If you've got ambition and smarts, you can rise to the top of your chosen profession, regardless of where you started out. But with opportunity comes responsibility. Companies today aren't managing their employees' careers. Knowledge workers must effectively be their own CEO. It's up to you to carve out your place, to know when to change course, and to keep yourself engaged and productive during a work life that may span some 50 years. To do those things well, you'll need to cultivate a deep understanding of yourself, not only what your strengths and weaknesses are, but also how you learn, how you work with others, what your values are, and where you can make the greatest contribution. Because only when you operate from strengths can you achieve true excellence. History's greatest achievers, a Napoleon, a Da Vinci, a Mozart, have always managed themselves. That in large measure is what makes them great achievers. But they are rare exceptions, so unusual both in their talents and their accomplishments as to be considered outside the boundaries of ordinary human existence. Now, most of us, even those of us with modest endowments, will have to learn to manage ourselves. We will have to learn to develop ourselves. We will have to place ourselves where we can make the greatest contribution. And we will have to stay mentally alert.